The coach went slowly across the Carolinenplatz, where there was hardly any crowd at all, and into the street at the far side. I was still following on to see if something was going to happen, but nothing did. No one seemed to be paying any attention to it now as it rolled slowly up the street. And in that moment I was suddenly struck by a wonderful idea. I had to get out of Munich. Supposing I caught up with the coach and begged her to take me with her. She couldn't still be holding a grudge against me, surely. Not after what I'd suffered through her contrivance. She'd paid off any score she owed me over Lord Ranelagh 12 times over. If she didn't know that, I could damn soon tell her. And she was no longer in any position to have me arrested or locked up. Damn it, anyway, we had been lovers once. Surely she wouldn't cast me adrift. If I'd had a moment to think, I dare say I wouldn't have done it. But it was decision taken on the edge of an instant. Here was a chance to get out of Munich, and Germany too, probably before the traps got after me. And in a moment I was running after the coach, gripping my valise and calling out to it to stop. Possibly it was just my natural instinct. When in danger, get behind a woman's skirts. The coachee heard me, and of course at once whipped up, thinking, I suppose, that some particularly bloodthirsty hooligan in the mob had changed his mind and was bent on mischief. The coach rumbled forward, and I ran, roaring in its wake, cursing at the driver to rein in and trying to make him understand. "Halt, damn it!" I shouted. "Lola, it's me, Harry Flashman. Hold on, can't you?" But he just went faster than ever, and I had to run like Billy-O, splashing through the puddles and bellowing. Luckily, he couldn't go too fast over the cobbles, and I hove alongside, just about blown, and swung myself onto the sidestep. "Lola!" I roared. "Look, it's me!" And she called out to the coachee to pull up. I opened the door and tumbled in. The chap with her, her little servant, was ready to leap at me, but I pushed him off. She was staring at me as though I were a ghost.
"In heaven's name!" she exclaimed. "You! What are you doing here? And what the devil have you done to your head?"
"Oh, my God, Lola!" says I. "I've had the very deuce of a time. Lola, you must help me. I've no money, do you see, and that damned Otto Bismarck is after me. Look, you ask about my head. He and his ruffians tried to murder me. They did, several times. Look here." And I showed her the bandage sticking out of my left cuff.
"Where have you been?"
she demanded. And I looked in vain for that womanly concern in her splendid eyes.
"Where have you come from?"
"Up in the north," says I.
"Strachan's. My God, I've had a terrible time. I'm desperate, Lola. No money, not a damn farthing, and I must get out of Germany, you see. It's life or death for me. I've been at my wit's end, and I was coming to you because I knew you'd help."
"You were you?" says she.
"And I saw you back there with those villains menacing you. My God, you were magnificent, my darling. I've never seen such splendid spirit, and I've been in some tight spots, as you know. Lola, please, dear Lola, I've been through hell. And it was partly because of you. You won't fail me now, will you? Oh, my darling, say you won't."
I must say it was pretty good on the spur of the moment. The distraught, pleading line seemed the best to follow, and I must have looked pretty wild, and yet harmless. She looked at me stony-faced, and my spirits sank.
"Get out of my coach," says she, very cold. "Why should I help you?"
"Why? After what I've suffered. Look, they slashed me with sabres, those damn friends of yours, Bismarck and that swine Rudy. I've escaped by a miracle, and they're still after me. They'll kill me if they find me, don't you understand?"
"You're raving," says she, sitting there cold and beautiful. "I don't know what you're talking about. It has nothing to do with me."
"You can't be so heartless," says I. "Please, Lola, all I ask is to be allowed to leave Munich with you, or if you'll lend me some money, I'll go alone. But you can't refuse me now. I'm punished for whatever you had against me, aren't I? Good God, I wouldn't cast you adrift, you know that. We're both English, my darling, after all.